Welcome to Shul Marshal on the Daf from Psachim Daf Samechei. The Gemara in Amud Aleph at the top of the page speaks about the third group that came to do Korban Pesach and calls it Kas Atzlonis, the lazy group. Says the Gemara, but there's no way to avoid it. We have a din midoraisa that you must have three groups, so you must have a third group. So the Gemara here brings the concepts and says, if Shalom Ilam, the world cannot exist without having all types of people, all types of groups. For example, having a profession of someone who produces perfumes and the profession of someone who deals with hides. But ashrei mishu munasoi boso, oiloi mishu munasoi borsi. You must have all groups in the world. You must have three groups in Korban Pesach. But one should thrive to try and be the first group, the second group, try to avoid being the third group, even though it's impossible not to have a third group. This Gemara needs a little more understanding, because if we do need to have a third group, so what does it mean that a person should try to avoid it? Because Shmuel wants to have a third group, or does not want to have the third group? Is it a din d'oraisa to have it or not? Really, this question is a question the Ramban addresses regarding something else. The famous Ramban Parshas Lech Lecha in Bris Ben Hapsoim, where Kosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Yedoya Teda, you should know, Ki Ger Yezarecha, Am Yisrael will be a Ger, will be a foreign nation by a different nation. I'm going to punish that nation. So the Ramban brings the question, how can you punish the Egyptians? How can you punish the Mitzrayim? HaKosh Baruch Hu had a Gzeira, that was the Rotzon Hashem, that Am Yisrael should be subject to the Mitzrayim. So what's the reason that you're punishing them? And the Ramban brings an answer in the name of the Rambam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the nation needs to do it, but he did not specify any individual. Each individual had the choice not to do it. And the Ramban does not like that answer of the Rambam, because he says if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen, if that's Ratzon Hashem, so Adarabah, anybody who goes and does Ratzon Hashem, that should be that he's doing the will of the king. That's even a greater thing. So then the Ramban brings two different answers. One answer refers to the case of the Mitzrayim more than anything else, where he says that there, the Egyptians took it too much. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did have a gzeirah that Am Yisrael will be in Mitzrayim, but the Mitzrayim did more than what they were supposed to do. For example, trying to kill all the boys, all the male in Am Yisrael. That was something HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not go to. So therefore, that was what they were punished for. But then the second answer, the Ramban says, that the idea is that though HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to do it, but they didn't do it for their reason. They did it only because they wanted to punish Am Yisrael, to be cruel to Am Yisrael, because they hated Am Yisrael. It was not because they wanted to do Ratzon Hashem. And the Ramban adds, if someone would do it, if one of the Mitzrayim would do it, because he wanted it to be Mikayim, he wanted to fulfill the will of Hashem, so then there will be no claim against them. But that wasn't their intention. And the truth is, this Ramban is not just a side answer that, you know, your intention is very important. But as Reb Tzadik HaKoren explains in his Sfarim all over the place, really, when you're dealing with someone doing something wrong, the only claim against him is his intention. As Reb Tzadik explains, anything a person does in this world is only because Hashem is allowing him to do it. Gam kol ma'aseinu pa'al tolonu. Whatever we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the power, the wisdom, and the ability to do it. There's nothing in this world that happens if Hashem did not allow it to happen. As the really Mefeish HaGemara, Ein Adam Noikif Etzboi Milamata, person cannot really move his finger down here, Elim Kenechiz Olam Milamala, unless it was announced up there. So if so, what are you judging a person? A person could say, what do you want from me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed me to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually not only allowed me, as the Reb Tzadik says, but that's what he wanted it to do. That was part of the master plan. Says Reb Tzadik, the claim against a person is his intention. You had a bad intention. You wanted to do something bad. The fact that it happened wasn't because of you. It was because Reb Tzadik wanted it to happen. But you had the bad intention. And with this, Reb Tzadik goes to explain the idea of tshuva. Because the whole concept of tshuva is that a person takes away his intention. You take away the intention, all that's left is the ma'aseh. All that's left is the deed. The deed is not me. The deed was supposed to happen anyway. So meaning your intention is what defines why what you're doing is good or bad. And with this, we come to understand something that comes out from a tzaddik, or really the Ramban is the one who addresses it. When Reuven hits Shimon, what do you tell Reuven? Rosha, lama tekerecha. You scream at Reuven, he did something wrong. What do you tell Shimon? To Shimon you say, everything is mishamayim. You should accept it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who decided you should get hit. How can these two things coexist? So the answer is, these two are the same. Shimon cannot get hit if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not goize for him to get hit. But Reuven had a bad intention. Reuven is the judge for his bad intention. That's what Ramban says over there. If there's a gzeira in Rosh Hashanah that someone should get punished, and someone carries out the punishment, the one who carries it out will get punished for it. He had a bad intention, even though the one who got the punishment did deserve it, because that was the gzeira in Rosh Hashanah. This is the pshat in our Gemara as well. There is, the Torah wants you to have over here three groups of Korban Pesach. But you cannot have the bad intention during that third group. Let's assume that you get 30 people coming to Beis HaMikdash, and everybody says, I want to be the first group. And they say, but sorry, the Torah said you have to have three groups. Who's volunteering to be a third group? Then there will be no issue. It's not going to be kasat slonis. Then he's not going to say to be the lazy group. But someone who comes because of bad intention, because he's just lazy, he is a kasat slonis, even though it's Ratzon Hashem. Fulfilling Ratzon Hashem, making what Hashem wants in the world, always happens. The question is, what is your intention? If your intention is for good, then it's great. If your intention is for bad, that's the kasat slonis that this Gemara is referring to. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.